RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation. The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit thetford.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next camping adventure is one for the record books.
And by Highway West Vacations. Highway West invites you to connect with family, friends, and nature as you experience the beauty and adventure found in the great American West. Visit HighwayWestVacations.com to start planning your next great trip today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are having fun with what has become one of our listeners' favorite traditions, talking about our resolutions for the 2017 camping season. What do we want to do more of? What do we want to do less of? And what do we want to try for the very first time?
Plus, we will revisit our resolutions from last year and see how we did on reaching those goals from 2016.
You might think that resolutions should be made on January 1st, but we know that the new year really starts when we hitch up and head to the campground for the very first time. You are listening to episode number 136, RVFTA Spring Camping Resolutions 2017.
Before we head into this week's RVFTA News Roundup, we have a sponsored message from our friends at the Thetford Corporation.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. And we are super excited to be giving away some more Thetford goodies this week. We have a Titan Sewer Kit giveaway.
I love my Titan Sewer Kit. That's what we use. Okay. Highly recommended. The Titan Sewer Hose is the toughest, longest lasting, best value sewer hose on the market. And this kit includes a 15-foot hose, a Revolve 5-in-1 sewer adapter with handle, and two secure end caps. And I love that handle on the 5-in-1 sewer adapter. Makes it nice and clean and easy. So Stephanie, what do you have to do to win this great sewer kit?
All right. You have to head over to our Facebook page, RV Family Travel Atlas. And there is a post there. I will link to it in the show notes. There's a post there where you can enter the contest. What you have to do to enter is like the post. You have to tag a friend in the comments.
A friend or another RV fool?
Well, if you don't know another RV fool, you can tag a friend. If you don't have a friend, you can tag another RV fool. You know, you can pick and choose. And you also have to follow both us, RV Family Travel Atlas, and Thetford. Go on over to Thetford. I have them tagged in the post. You can give them a little love also.
All right. There is other big news out there in the RVFTA world. There's some big save the dates coming up at Cabela's. The first one is the Cabela's Camping Classic, which is April 29th and April 30th. We will be in the Hamburg, PA store on April 29th.
But no matter where you are in the country, check out your local Cabela's store because they're going to have great sales that day, great presentations and seminars. So no matter where you are, even though it's great if you can come to the Hamburg store, all the other stores are participating also.
And the Hamburg store is going to have RVs there, which I think is pretty cool, and it's going to make it really fun for us to be there. You also want to put on your calendar Ladies' Day Out. That's May 6th and May 7th. That's a great weekend. We did a whole episode last fall. It was episode 109, and Kate Dunbar went to the Ladies' Day Out at one of the Cabela stores in Texas, and she had an awesome time there. So check out that episode.
And then the last date that we want you to mark down on your calendar are Family Adventure Days, June 10th and 11th. And again, these are at all the Cabela's stores, but we're going to be at the Hamburg Cabela's store on June 10th, and we'll give you more information about the Family Adventure Days as we get closer to that.
Now, Stephanie, are we going to be going live this Friday at 3 p.m.?
We are, but not where you normally find us.
You're going to have to go over to Jayco's Facebook page. We're taking over Jayco's Facebook page this Friday to do our weekly Facebook Live chat from 3 to 3:30. And what are we going to be talking about over on Jayco's Facebook page?
Well, we're going to be talking about what we like to talk about, which is family-friendly RVs and also the features to look for if you're shopping for a RV for your family, right? So there are a lot of options ranging from, you know, the 20-foot travel trailer all the way up to the 45-foot fifth wheel toy hauler. You know, Jayco has a tremendous amount of RVs
there
available for the family.
For your family, from pop-up campers all the way up to classy diesel,
so
everything.
We're kind of going to be like talking about some of the different things you might want to think about when trying to narrow down your choices. And then we'll also be highlighting some of our favorite models that we think are super family friendly for one reason or another.
So remember, if you're sitting around on RVFTA's Facebook page, we're not going to pop up going live. You have to follow Jayco or just head on over to their Facebook page.
Same time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. We'll do 3 to 3:30. We'd love it if you guys came on over and hung out with us there.
Show us some love. Show us some love. Show us some support over on Jayco's Facebook page, and also bring some of your expertise to bear to help people that might be trying to pick out their first RV or pick out the perfect RV for their family.
Or any questions you have.
Now, we're going to come back in a second, and we're going to go through our 2016 camping resolutions. I mean, last year's, to see how we did. And I always look back with dread, thinking I did not follow through. But we'll see if we did. Okay, so Stephanie, we'll see if you went follow through. We'll see if I followed through. We'll be back in a second.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time to go back to our 2016 camping resolutions to see how we did. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
From rugged and rustic to comfy and cozy, the agile and reliable 2017 J-Sport camping trailer makes getting away your way a breeze. With 5 lifetime warranties, including the lifter system, bed platforms, floor, roof, and frame, the J-Sport is a camping trailer you can count on. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco's generations of family fun.
And one of our followers on the Facebook group just bought a J-Sport pop-up camper. Really
looks
excited.
Like they're ready to have fun,
and boy,
too.
Did he have a great story, too. He picked up his pop. His name's Matt. Picked up his pop-up camper, and on the way home, they just very spontaneously decided they wanted to take it camping. Instead of just bringing it home, they were going to do a night at a campground, and they ended up at Fort Wilderness for the night. They got a site on their way home, and they turned their first night of RV ownership into a big adventure.
It's all downhill from there.
I know, going to the fort, people joked around with him, like, going to the fort first is like, my God, is that setting the bar high? I mean, it took us seven years of RVing to get to the fort?
Almost six, I think.
I mean, we'd both been there when we were younger, but it took us a long time to build up to Fort Wilderness. So anyway, check out the Jayco J-Sport if you're into a pop-up camper. Okay, so Stephanie, let's go through yours first.
Oh,
let's go through your camping. Okay. Well, that's how we have it in the notes here.
Now I have your name first.
Oh, you do? You want to put me on the spot first.
See, you switched.
I've been trying to talk Stephanie into doing a point system where you get a point for each resolution that you actually follow through on and to turn it into a contest. And she thinks I only want to do this because I'm sure that I would win.
Well, I don't know what yours were. I didn't get a chance to go back and listen to what yours were. So
why don't we reward each other a point if we followed through? And you have to approve of my points and I have to approve of your points so that neither of us can kind of like fake our way to the point.
All right. I don't know how this is going to go.
Well, I'll go first. And I said on last year's podcast that I was dreading going back to the 2015 because I was afraid I didn't follow through on any of my resolutions. I had that same feeling of dread today as I went back to my resolutions, and I was again pleasantly surprised that I did a pretty good job. So my first camping resolution from 2016 was to spend more time kayaking with the kids and as a family. I would give myself the point on that because when we were both in Cape Cod and Acadia National Park, we had the kayaks out almost every single day. We did use them quite a lot last summer.
Well, we used them in Michigan. We used them in...
And in Michigan, you're right.
Yeah, in Indiana, you know, I mean, at the Jellystone at Barton
Lake.
That's
right. I forgot all about that. So I totally feel like I followed through on that resolution. I brought the kayaks with us on all the trips. The year before, I'd occasionally lazy out and not bring the kayaks because they were hard to pack in the White Hawk. But last summer, I did bring them and we used them. I'm even more pumped this summer because they're going to be really easy to pack in the toy hauler. And guess what the boys are getting for their birthday?
Well, now they can't listen to this episode. Yeah, they've got kid kayaks coming.
Kid kayaks. So it'll be easy for all of us to go kayaking together. So
very
I'm
going to...
Do you agree that I should score a point on that one?
Oh, sure. I mean, we went even on a guided kayak tour, which was one of the highlights of our time in Myrtle Beach this past year.
Oh, that was so wonderful. Yeah. Was that Black River Outfitters?
Yeah, outdoors. Black River Outdoor Center.
Awesome. Okay. My second resolution was to do no iPhone photos last summer and to stick to the DSLR. Again, I feel like I followed through and really used my DSLR last summer, and almost all the photos from our summer trips last summer were non-iPhone and DSLR photos. I also took lessons this fall, and I took a Lightroom class, and I really did give my camera a workout. I want to give myself this point. You look a little cynical.
No. I don't mind you giving yourself the point. See, any of this is going to boil down to the point system instead of an actual discussion of the resolution.
We can do both.
But then you also got the new iPhone towards the end of the year. So then the new iPhone has that better camera. And I feel like you went back to being like, I'll just use the iPhone.
In the last few months, maybe. But my resolution was during our big summer trips to not use the iPhone. And I did use my real camera.
You did.
Okay. My third resolution was to write more on our own blog. And I'm not giving myself the point on this one.
No.
I failed at this one. Just like I said last year, we have a lot of writing assignments for other people, and we've worked hard to get them, and we're blessed and lucky to have them. But a lot of our writing is just going onto other people's blogs, and I think I just kind of got to make peace with that. I would like to try again to do more blogging on our own website this year, particularly because we are relaunching and redesigning our website.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that we have a really heavy load of freelance writing, which is great. We're blessed to have that, like you said. But that makes, you know, doing our own blog writing along with three podcasts a week a little tricky. And I actually gave myself an out on that last summer because I said, I'm not trying to write on the blog while we travel. I'm going to do more like Instagram posts with some like travel thoughts, like almost like these short little mini posts on Instagram as we traveled.
And you did a great job with that.
I'm fine doing it that way. I worry enough about connectivity for the podcast. I don't like to worry about that for uploading photos to blog posts and everything while we're traveling. It stresses me out.
I have fond memories of our salad days, you know, when we were young, when we were blogging, when we are just a bunch of ambitious kids in the RV pumping out blog posts as we travel.
Did you say salad days?
Yeah, that's a phrase, right? That kind of means like...
I had never heard that before. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kind of like when you were like young and green. like salad. Don't ask me to give like an etymology for the phrase.
I have literally never heard that before in my entire life. Okay.
Yeah, I think like you couldn't afford steak. You know, it was just all about salad.
I thought that was like ramen noodles.
This conversation is bordering on the absurd.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm nostalgic for when we were first blogging a lot, getting this whole RVFTA thing going. But I can't give myself the point there, so I won't.
Yeah, that was just journal writing.
Now we're pros. My fourth resolution was to get our fishing game down and to fish a lot more with the kids because the kids had fallen in love with fishing the summer before. And last spring, I just had this sense like, oh my God, they are developing this passion for fishing and we need to help make that happen for them. And I think we hit a grand slam on getting out there and fishing last summer. I'm not saying that you and I have become great fishermen per se, but the boys fished a lot last summer. They caught a lot of fish last summer. And I think we definitely followed through on that resolution. I said last year, oh, we need to get better equipment and get rid of the Spider-Man fishing poles. We finally just did that on our last trip to Cabela's, where we were outfitted with incredible fishing equipment for the season ahead of us. So
the boys always get upset when you say Spider-Man fishing poles, because they don't actually have – they didn't actually have Spider-Man fishing poles. But you're saying like just kind of like –
we owned two Spider-Man yeah, fishing poles.
But last year they didn't use them. They
didn't use them last year.
They get a little touchy about that because they don't want anybody picturing them.
But now there's literally no excuse. We have really great fishing equipment, and also for us. As well.
Yeah.
So I say score a point on that one.
Oh, yeah. They fished all the time. And two, they really did sort of take a hold of the concept of fishing as being one of the activities that they engage in while we're camping.
I love seeing them develop hobbies that are not necessarily our hobbies, right? That just like something magic happens and all of a sudden they're into fishing, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to be there for them and
they
help them with
that. They need to develop like the hobby of putting the worm on the hook.
We said that last year. We got to work on that again. they love that power bait. I think they love the power bait because they hate worms.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
We'll have to conquer that.
Because I was like, I'm done putting – if you want to be a fisherman, you got to put a worm on a hook. All right.
You do. Now, my last resolution last spring was to play catch and play baseball more at the campground. We did bring the gloves last year a lot, and we have definitely made playing catch a part of our ritual as father and sons. You know, we play catch and we play baseball all the time. The boys got really good at baseball next year. Looking forward to more of it this year. I'm also going to score myself the point on playing more baseball.
Yeah. You absolutely did. You guys play catch all the time at the
So I'm giving myself four points out of five possible.
Okay, good
job,
honey.
Okay, no pressure on you at all.
I knew this is going to degrade into a sort of immature competition.
If I'm being immature, it's only because Stephanie always beats me at these types of games. And tonight
goal
I actually...
Goal setting?
At goal
Those
Stephanie
kinds of games.
Always beats me at goal setting. And for this episode, I actually have the chance to beat her.
Yeah.
So what were your five resolutions from last spring?
Okay. So I said that I wanted a 100% stocked trailer. Do you remember last spring I started off the project of doing sort of the makeover and really stocking up the camper with everything except food and clothing? I did a kick butt job on that.
You did. I mean, I like if the game allowed it, I'd give you 2 points.
Thank
but
you.
That's just really not part of the rules. So you can only have 1 point. The camper was stocked last season, and it is pretty much there again for this coming season. So you have your act down on that front. And we have two of so many things. I mean, we have the camper stocked with permanent items to some degree.
Yeah. Well, that was what it was. I really focused on that. I focused on what it was that I was carrying back and forth all the time. And I really dug in. I made good, reasonable choices on that. So I was happy with that. And that paid off for us with like getting ready and also unpacking, because you're not unpacking everything too. So that was really good. So I get a point, right?
Oh, absolutely. So in other words, packing becomes a big deal at the beginning of the season. And then maybe at the end when you're unpacking. And it's not a big deal every single
When you're
single
unloading
trip.
It all for a new camper. Yeah. Okay. But we'll talk about that
That's
in my
more,
section.
That's been more work than I
yeah.
thought.
We'll talk about that. And that comes up in my resolutions okay. for this year. So, all right. So my number two last year was camp chores for the boys. You're making a face. I think we made progress there. They were 6 and 7 years old. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
The face I made was not that you did not deliver on that, but that maybe I didn't deliver on that. So I'm more than happy to give you that point, but I had some ambitious ideas as a dad about, you know, doing chores with me that I'm not sure that I would give myself the point, but it wasn't one of my resolutions.
Okay. I do feel like you did start to engage them more when we got to the campground last year. I feel like you were saying, guys, set up the chairs, guys.
You know what? You're right.
You
they did.
Do
they
that.
Did a better job. Yeah. It's just that they're not A plus. Our kids
they're
are just
seven.
They're not A
and
plus
three.
On chores. I know, but actually Wesley's 4 now.
Now, but last year he was 3. So I mean, you're not dealing with like matured, you know.
You know what I think I'm doing? I think I'm doing something really unfair. I think that I'm superimposing how they behave at home with how they behave at the campground. And when I look back at last year, yes, they do chores at the campground. They do help set up. They do help clean up. I think our problem is more at home, and we'll talk about that off air after the podcast.
Yeah, well, we try. So, but no, they were, for the most part, making their beds, packing up their packing cubes in the morning, keeping their stuff. You know, I mean, they're kids and they're messy and they had to be reminded, but I did feel like I made the effort. Should they get more chores this year? Yes, absolutely. And I actually think that we should have like a sit down meeting with them and be like, okay, this is what you do. These are your jobs.
These are your jobs. Yeah. Here it is written down on paper. This is what is expected of you every time we show up at a campground and every time we leave. I like that idea of codifying it and writing it down.
All right. I get a point for that?
Absolutely. Okay. You do. Yeah. Right. Like I said, my face was about, I was reflecting about myself,
all
not
right.
you.
So number three was dry camping. And we actually did. And you know what I have to say about that? Like, all right, been there, done that now. Like,
it was fun.
But here, this is what we actually dry camped a few times this past year. And we were just doing some winter camping. So that was dry camping also. You know, we didn't have any water access. You know, I kind of thought it was like a thing last year and I was like, oh, I want to dry camp, right? Like, oh, I want to try this out and be able to stay anywhere. But now I just realized after doing it, like, I don't want to do it to do it because there's any joy in dry camping for me. I just want to be able to do it if the situation calls for it.
If it allows you to get into some amazing state park with no hookups or something like that.
Exactly.
And we're not talking boondocking out in the middle of the wilderness. We're just talking about camping without hookups.
Yeah.
But if there's somewhere we want to go that's gorgeous and there's this bluegrass festival I want to go to every summer in New Jersey where they allow you to dry camp, I still want to do that. But it's not.
So do I.
It's not too dry camp. It's
right.
Because I want to go to the bluegrass festival with my camper.
Exactly. So I was kind of like, okay, yeah. Like when we went this past weekend and we had water again for the first time, I was like, oh, praise be.
I was so excited to get my first hot shower after doing some nights of winter camping.
Yeah. So I'm just going to be honest about that. I wasn't like, oh, that was so much fun going to the bathhouses. And I didn't really feel that way afterwards. I felt like.
Well, when I hooked up the water for the first time, you know, when I dewinterized and got the water going, got everything up and running, you know, I turned the hot water heater on and it didn't work. And I knew that I had water in the hot water heater.
Right.
Right. I didn't make that mistake. But after about an hour, it didn't work. So a couple friends and I went over and said, hey, the hot water's not on yet. Like, how long should this be taking? Like, it shouldn't take this long. And so the three of us walked back there, opened up the hot water heater, and just something was unplugged.
Okay.
So I plugged it in, got the hot water. Was thrilled to have hot water the next morning for showers. I mean, that is just one of the reasons we get into RVing is to have those comforts while we're in the great outdoors.
All right. Number four, geocaching.
Oh my gosh, you have 3 points so far.
I do. 3 out of 3. Number four, geocaching.
We did geocache last year.
We did. We did it. Like, did it become...
No, it didn't become a family hobby.
A regular family hobby. No. But like, I said we were going to try it and we did try it. So
the boys loved it.
Yeah.
Again, maybe we didn't keep doing it more because of you and I. But then at the same time, it's like how many family camping hobbies can you have? We hike. We kayak. We fish. We play baseball. And we do a lot of things.
All right. Yeah. But we tried it. So I get the point.
I give you the point.
All right.
How can I argue? We did it. Now I'm just worried you're going to beat me.
All right. So my last one was daily family reading time. And I think we did a bang up job on that last year.
You just beat me 5-4. We did.
We did. So for those of you that didn't listen last year that are new, one of the things that I brought up was not just reading, but reading books because I had developed the habit of reading the Kindle on my phone.
Stephanie is one of the rare people that will read a 600-page novel on her cell phone. You used to.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't get distracted by the internet or text messages. I mean, you would just sit there and read. But you made the decision that you wanted the boys to see you with a book in your hands, and you have done that.
Yeah, so last summer I did a really good job of having books on hand. Now, I'm out of the habit a little bit, so it was funny because our last couple of camping trips, I didn't have a hard-covered book to bring, and we were there at the campground, and I was, like, bored. Like, I didn't have a book to read, and I hate that. I hate feeling like I have something to read, and I was on my phone again. And I was like, I don't like the feeling of being on my phone to read.
And we don't like them seeing us on our
phones.
Yes,
right. It's a device. I'm staring at the device. If they want to see me relaxing reading a magazine, that's okay. So that, I think, I made tremendous progress, and I just think we have to reboot it for this year. The boys are doing really good with independent reading.
They're teachers too. Mm-hmm. They do their independent reading every night. And I can be insecure about being a parent and am I doing everything right and worrying, am I raising these boys right? that's one area where I feel like our family really does a great job. Our kids do love to read.
So last year it wasn't a fight. They were getting in their independent reading time every day, whereas the year before we had said it was a fight. But they were just developing as independent readers. So I want to, again, I'm not saying that is still an ongoing resolution for our family, is to always every day sort of have that reading as part of our campaign.
Yeah, great. And it ties into one of my new resolutions for this year as well. Okay, so you win 5-4, handshake, fair and square. You did. I can't argue with any of those.
All right. So now we're going to set our new resolutions for the upcoming year, 2017. You're going first, I think.
Pressure's on.
All right. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two, Jeremy's Camping Resolutions for 2017. But first, it's time to check in with our sponsor, Cabela's.
Cabela's is passionate about getting families into the outdoors, and they believe that the best moments of our lives are found around a crackling campfire, spending time with family and friends.
Crackle, crackle.
That was a really bad sound effect.
Crackle.
And Cabela's has everything that you need to make sure your next camping trip is one for the record books. Visit a Cabela's store near you or go online at Cabela's.com. Cabela's, it's in your nature.
You know, we got to talk about those new Cabela's camp chairs at some point.
I know. We've got a lot of stuff.
We have a complete set of like every type of Cabela's camp chair. We're going to have to do it.
It was so funny. We were at the campground with a bunch of friends this past weekend and everybody was like rotating through. It was like product testing at our campsite.
Well, I think we have to commit right now to doing a segment where we test all the different Cabela's camp chairs and share our favorites. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do it. So my camping resolutions for 2017. Are you ready?
I am.
I feel like this is a very doable list.
It is. So the first one that you put on there, though, is suspect at best.
No, because I changed it a little. Let me flow.
Okay.
Let me flow. Because I got too specific and
yes.
You looked at it and you were like, what? But
yeah.
Let me broaden the horizons here.
All right.
Number one, I want to carry on the celebration of NPS 100. It was such a big deal about the 100th anniversary of the national parks last year. And I got to tell you, I was inspired by that. You know, that really helped me carve out a vision for our family and our children over the next 10 years of visiting national parks. And I don't want the excitement or the enthusiasm to dampen this year just because the 100th anniversary is over. And frankly, I think a lot of people do that. They get excited about something because there's a big marketing campaign and then it's over. I don't want it to be over for us. We're going to Gettysburg soon. We're going to Redwoods this summer. We're going to Crater Lake. We have a full slate of awesome national parks lined up for this year. So that's one of the major ways I'm going to carry on celebrating NPS 100. But I also want to keep reading and learning about the national parks. And I want to start that by finally reading a great biography of Theodore Roosevelt. And in my notes, I had just put Theodore Roosevelt. And you looked at that and you were like, what are you talking about?
Well, a book is not a resolution.
I'm going to read a book. About Theodore Roosevelt's role in establishing the national park system. It's something I've wanted to learn about in more detail for years, and this year I'm going to do it.
I think that last year was really big for our family with the parks. We did a lot of not just parks, but national seashores and national lakeshores and historic sites, and it was just the thing is that it the boys enjoyed it, but what it did is it just like wet their whistle for more. So now between that and Rock the Park, they are hooked on Rock the Park. In case you don't know, we've mentioned it before, but Rock the Park is a television show.
And we just got Hulu.
Yeah.
Purely for the reason. We hate adding any monthly bills. We just got Hulu for, I think, $7.99 a month, purely because they have season two and all of the current episodes of season three that are out so far. So we got it only to keep watching.
And
Rock
you promised
the park.
To cancel it as soon as we're done with all
the stuff. We'll say about that. That's not one of my official resolutions because Hulu's got all kinds of other cool stuff too. In fact, they have other national park shows content.
But we are
the boys want to be
so
park rangers.
Excited!
Stuff.
I know
that was all that's from last summer. That's from NPS 100, mm-hmm. and that's from us going to Scudic Woods and us going to Cape Cod National Seashore. And Michigan.
And not just going to the national parks, but also really interacting with a lot of the programs. Rangers. And that really just had an impact on them in a way that we hadn't really like, we really hadn't really emphasized that before.
Well, so. I was an English major. I did not do well in science. I can see both of my boys studying biology, you know, and becoming national park rangers. They really want to, and I really wouldn't be shocked if one of them did or both of them did.
What's the Acadia, the college up there in Maine, the coastal?
College of the Atlantic.
The College of the Atlantic. They can go up there. No, it's too cold.
Oh, my gosh. I would love it if they went to College of Maine. All right. Yeah. Let's move on. Number two. My second resolution, and this one's tricky for me a little bit. You wouldn't think it would be, but it is. I want to go for a morning walk every morning with Maggie when we're at the campground. This past weekend, I took Maggie out for a morning walk, a nice solid 45-minute walk. She comes to life on a walk through the woods. She's playful. She's running around. She's sniffing things. She's meeting other dogs if there are other dogs. She's like a different dog than when she's in the RV or in the house where she kind of sits around and rests a lot. Now you might say, like, why is this a resolution? Why? What's the big deal? Just go walk your dog. Well, the boys also love walking Maggie, and Stephanie loves walking Maggie. So I have gotten into this lazy habit in the last year of not taking Maggie for walks because, oh, somebody else walked her.
Yeah, I walk her over 3 miles every single day.
And she's great, right?
Yeah. Oh, but she's pulling to the very end. She could go more. She could go double.
That's my point, is that she is insatiable. And just because the boys walked her once and Stephanie walked her once doesn't mean that once a day I can't take her for a walk. And I really like getting that exercise too. So I want my morning walks with Maggie, cup of coffee in hand.
Oh, yeah. You're really getting up the heart rate with that cup of coffee in your hand. Oh, my gosh.
So this summer when we hike out in the Pacific Northwest, I'm gonna bring coffee and I'm going to bring beef jerky.
No, I'm totally
not. I'm totally not.
All right, okay. What's next?
What's better than a morning cup of coffee and a walk with your dog at a campground?
I just don't – like when I walk with her, we walk. We're like pumping, heart racing.
So you
we
think
do
because
some
I have coffee in my hand, I can't do that?
I don't know. I doubt it. I'd like to see your Fitbit afterwards.
You see what, what Stephanie, your see what she is. Does to me? All right. Number three. I want a tent camp with the boys. Now – Stephanie and I did not grow up tent camping, really. We've talked about it. Well, Stephanie was – her dad was a Boy Scout, so she did some tent camping. Not exactly
all.
We got
like a tarp thrown over
tarp
a clothesline.
Camping. Yeah, tarp camping.
And told to have a good time seeing the morning.
It's different than tent camping. It's a little more medieval.
It was like wilderness survival.
I want to tent camp with the boys. Look, just because we have an RV doesn't mean they should never go tent camping with their parents. And I think it would be a big adventure for them. And I think maybe it might make them really appreciate the fact that we have an RV.
Yeah, well, we've got some things lined up, so that'll
be
exciting.
Yeah, I mean, look, it looks like we're going to make this happen already. It's already in the works. Mm-hmm. Now, number four, the year before, I wanted to do winter camping. We have officially done winter camping. We have camped two times or three times now with snow on the ground. Yeah. So we've done winter camping. That's not a resolution anymore. Now I want my resolution to be to camp all 12 months. And it looks like that will be possible for us this year. We usually shut it down after Thanksgiving and then start it back up again in March. I want to do December, January, and February this coming year.
Well, we did January this year. Fort Wilderness, hon. We camped in January.
That is not what I mean.
What do you mean?
Flying to Disney World. I'm talking about all 12
count.
Months of the year, like doing all of the winter months.
Well, okay, but yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying, right. But that's not what I'm after. I want to camp in the winter, December, January, and February. We've done it with snow on the ground. We can camp without water. We know that. So there's no reason.
So we have to do it in the Northeast for it to camp.
You don't have to come. If you... See, she doesn't want to come in January. That's what
January's
she's saying.
January's like, ugh.
I think it's great. Get out of the house for a weekend. The kids can play in the snow. Even if it's a one-nighter. You know, that's my thing. Like winter camping, you just go do a one-night adventure. You don't have to go for the whole weekend necessarily.
Right.
Stephanie gets a chill in her bones during the winter camping and she like can't shake it for days.
Yeah, that's what happens to me. I get cold.
Yes,
and I stay cold.
I understand what you mean, but I drink more coffee than she does. Okay. Number five. All right. We talked about reading in terms of our resolutions from last year, and we're doing a good job as a family, if not a great job as a family, getting our kids to read and making that, habitual. Now, this year, I want to make our pre-reading more intense. So in other words, we're going to Gettysburg at some point soon. I want the boys reading a few books about Lincoln and Gettysburg, age appropriate, of course, before we go on the trip. And I feel like I know my boys, and if they read a little bit about the place they're going to, they will be even be more excited to arrive. So for Gettysburg, we ordered one of those books, the Who Was Abraham Lincoln? Mm-hmm. And in that same series, there is What Was the Battle of Gettysburg? Mm-hmm. And those look age appropriate.
They are. They're very good books.
And we are
going to
all read
those.
Yeah, we're going to all read those together before we go. And I think that when they show up, it'll be even more exciting. So I want to, to sum up this resolution, I want to enhance our pre-reading before we go to certain places.
All right. What's next?
I thought you'd have something to say about that.
No, because I think we've talked about that before. And I think that, they're just – it really works with our boys. The more that we prepare them for when we go to D.C., things like that, the more they get out of it. Absolutely. Done.
Right.
Done.
All right. My last one, number six. We're doing six each this year. We're not perfect. We don't do everything right, but we got our hiking thing down too, don't we, Steph? I mean, our family does a great job hiking.
Yeah.
We've settled into, over the past few years with Wesley and the boys, 2 to 3 mile hikes. I mean, when we're in Acadia in the summer or we're at Sleeping Bear Dunes, we really do look for those like 2 to 3 mile hikes. I want to push past that this year. We'll see how we do with that with Wes.
Yeah, because he's the tricky part because he's at that age where he can't walk for super far, but he's too heavy for us to carry
way too heavy to carry.
So it's that awkward in-between stage.
So what I'm saying is I'm not saying I want to go to 10-mile hikes. You know, like I want to go from our 2 to 3 mile hikes to very intentionally cranking it up to 3 to 4 mile hikes. You know, I would like to hit some 4-mile hikes this summer because it's more invigorating for us.
Max and Theo can do 4 miles, no problem.
I think they could do 5, no problem.
Yeah, I feel like they did when they were younger. Before then we had Wesley and it was like we got kind of knocked back a little bit, you know?
He's the X factor with hiking this year.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Well, the third child's always the X factor with a lot of things, right? So, yeah. So I think that's totally doable. And I think that the boys are on board for hikes. And as long as it's a fun hike that has water interest, visual interest, something that keeps them
water
going.
Water interest is really nice on a hike, isn't
it?
Stephanie, did you like my list?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's very relevant, very on point.
All right. We're going to come back in a second, and we're going to do Stephanie's list.
Here we go.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment 3, where we're going to go through Stephanie's 2017 camping resolutions. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Highway West Vacations.
Highway West Vacations offers luxury accommodations throughout the western United States. You can stay in your own RV or tent, or you can rent a vintage trailer, Airstream, cabin, or cottage. Each resort offers unique spaces and stylish accommodations located in dreamy destinations like Utah, California, Washington, and Oregon.
Come explore the great outdoors and experience a new way of vacationing as you travel the Highway West. Visit highwaywestvacations.com to start planning today. And our Highway West vacation is planned.
Dreamy destination. So excited.
All right. Stephanie, what do you have?
All right. So we went over my other ones, and I talked about how last year my resolution was to be 100% stocked up in the White Hawk. Well, I don't feel like I can't not have that resolution again because we have a new camper. So really, truly, the thing that is weighing most heavily on me right now is that I got so comfortable with our White Hawk and I felt like we were so prepared and packing was no big deal. And now the last couple of times with the Octane, I've felt a little stressed.
Well, and the packing and the storage space is radically different.
It's so different.
There's a lot less of it. There's a lot more open, airy space and a lot less storage space. So I think it's fair for you to carry this one over. And it's so interesting you say like you almost have like a little anxiety about it because getting into a new trailer is difficult. Like for me, towing the White Hawk and towing the Octane are very different. Like
yeah.
I'm not used to towing the Octane yet. And I thought it would be an easy transition, but I still have a lot of getting used to do.
Yeah, I just feel like I haven't quite had the time to like really make it like, oh, I know that we need hooks here, but I just haven't done that. And so I really want to just do that and get it out of the way instead of like dragging it out like we did with the White Hawk, because once it was done, it was so good and it just worked for our family, as opposed to like with the White Hawk, we went for like 3 years of being annoyed that the seat cushions came off. And then we just... I did the Velcro on them finally, and they stayed on, and it was done. It
worked quite
like,
well.
So it's like to just get those things done
now. But you
have
to spend some time in a trailer to figure out what you want to do.
I know exactly where the hooks need to go in that octane. I know exactly. I have a list, and I know what has to happen. I know the clock has to go up, like the things like that that I'm used to in the trailer. I have my list, and I just want it done. So that's really a big resolution for me. I want to get it out of the way. I don't want to spend the whole season wishing it was together, you know.
Number two also relates to the new octane.
It does. I really want to learn how to work all the systems. And the thing is, you know, it's kind of like almost not fair to me. You're not going to like this. But we have a division of labor, and we always have because we've had to. Like, we started camping with baby twins. You can't just leave baby twins on the ground while you do things on the camper. Like,
it's
one
more efficient
of
when mom does this list of things and dad does this list of things. Right. It just so happens that I ended up with the black tank and the hot water heater and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it went down along these like sort of generic like gender lines, but that's just how it worked out. You were doing all that stuff and I do all the stuff
that's
in the
all
camper.
Because if I was the one watching the kids at that young age, they would have hurt themselves.
Yeah. So it's not like – so I know that I can do it. I've always been very handy and, you know, able to work anything. But I'm just a little frustrated that I've kind of don't really have a handle on here. We have a new camper and you're learning it and I don't feel like I am. And well, I'd really like to be able to set up and break down the camper all by myself.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
We really want to do a date weekend in the camper, which might just mean a date night in the camper, because we'll be paying for a babysitter in our world. You know, if we can pull that off, it would honestly take an hour for me to show you how to do everything, and you would learn it the first time, and you wouldn't have any trouble.
Yeah. No, I think that you're right. I mean, that's really super romantic, honey. I mean, I like that idea.
We'll have a campfire after.
No, you're right. I honestly, that would probably be the best way to do it. It's just hard for us to both focus on one thing. Like, and the three kids
are
what
I've learned in life is that when you're constantly half watching somebody do something and half not watching because you're doing something else, things look confusing.
Yeah.
But if you actually just sit and watch somebody do something and have them teach it to you, you're going to go, oh, that's not hard at all.
Well, right. And I know that because I do the walkthroughs. I did it with the White Hawk too. So what happens is I kind of know, but then you know how you really learn something? You learn it by doing it a few times. Like, it's that muscle memory.
I can't learn it any other way.
Right. So then you have to do it. So then it's like, I have to do it a few times in a row
to
get it in.
This weekend, you're going to flush the black tank.
All right. I promise that I would. I'm going to use the SantaCon, right?
Let's use the SantaCon this weekend.
I'm going to use the SantaCon.
I didn't use it yet because I was getting all the antifreeze out and I didn't think I should use it.
So that's a serious thing, and it's not – it does take cooperation from you, because it is honestly – I know that might sound silly, but I think it's honestly easier for one person to do one thing. But I do feel like I need to know how to work the systems. So that's my number two. All right. My number three. Finalize my capsule wardrobe for the 2017 traveling season. And I mentioned this before on our winterization. Something that I started to do last summer is work on a capsule wardrobe, which is like a very sort of intentional, reduced wardrobe. I got really frustrated with traveling with all these clothes, half of which I didn't use, and then still feeling like I didn't have the right ones. And I started to really focus on how people, you know, pick pieces and have minimal wardrobes. I thought this is perfect for an RV traveler. So I did that, and I can't believe how I've minimized and really maximized in a way my wardrobe over the fall and the winter. I now am really working out of a capsule wardrobe on a daily basis in everyday life.
Both at home and on the road.
Well, so we haven't really been traveling since I sort of really standardized my capsule wardrobe, although we did go to Florida and I did really well packing everybody in just a carry-on, you know, and for the entire 10 days, one carry-on. So I've kind of internalized this process of the capsule wardrobe, and I'm really excited to see if I can make it work for my spring and summer wardrobe on the road. And I'll, of course, share with everybody because I know that some people who are listening are interested in that too.
Absolutely. And I should really learn from you in that department as well, because I pack too many clothes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, number four, you've been doing great with fitness goals at home. How is that going to hopefully carry over?
Yeah. I'm so good when I'm in my standard space. And then as soon as I kind of leave that, my routines fall apart. And that's always been a struggle for me. So one thing that I was going to get a fitness tracker to really help myself, which I'm the last person in the entire world that doesn't have a Fitbit. However, I got a Fitbit and I'm allergic to the Fitbit.
She's allergic.
I'm actually allergic.
Well, to what?
The nickel.
To the nickel.
So I have a nickel sensitivity, and I never knew that there was nickel in the Fitbit until I got this horrible rash and I had to take the Fitbit off.
Apparently she's not the only one.
Yeah. So as soon as I Googled it, boom, popped right up. I'm like, oh, okay, I have the nickel allergy. So fine. So I have to find, I really feel like that will help me, because if we're there at the campground and I'm like, oh, I have my goals set out, you know, I really do respond to that. So I'm going to do that. It's really fitness while we're on the road is a big deal for me. I want to make it work. So
I think you will. I have confidence in you. I love number five as well, because I benefit from it too.
All right. So number five is I am going to make a chapbook on the way home from every single trip we take. They are so easy to make. I make them in like 20, 30 minutes at home. So I made two so far. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this year, just as we're going home, I can just sit there on my phone and make a chapbook. Every single trip I'm going to do.
The boys love them.
They love them.
They love them so much we can never find them, because they're always looking through them and bringing them to different places.
Story of my life. So I'm going to have to figure that one out, but how I'm going to like make them keep it wherever. But so I'm really excited to do that. And I think that they love it. They love showing people that come over. They love showing their friends. So I'm going to make a chapbook for every single trip.
Okay. Number six, let's get Zen. Why don't we?
Yeah. Why don't we get Zen? So I know that this seems like, oh, duh, this is so common, you know, what a silly thing to say. But I wrote for number six, like, be in the moment. And that is a cliche, but I think it's one of those things that's a cliche for a reason. I really do believe many of us, not just me, but I'm raising my hand high on this one, we have a very difficult time just peacing out and enjoying the moment we're in, especially when traveling with kids. It's like you're always worried about the next thing. Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we prepared? Do we have this? Do we have that? It just feels like, you know, you're in a race. And I just want to really stop and just enjoy the moments that we have this year.
Can I just bring up a trip last summer where I felt like we really did peace out and zen out and enjoy the moment? One of our last weekend trips to Turkey Swamp Park, close to home. It was only a 2 or 3 night trip, and I was so relaxed the entire trip. Partly because I don't think we left the campground for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be part of it.
Yeah, but I don't even mean just being at the campground. I mean, like, when you're somewhere, like, you do the hike and you get to the top. Like, I just want to enjoy the summit, you know? And, like, I just want to really take those moments and stop and enjoy it and not just rush to the next
thing.
And
life slows down in those moments.
Yeah.
You know, like, a weekend of camping can go by so quickly in the snap of a fingers. Where for me, like, that Turkey Swamp weekend seemed to just be days and days and days. It seemed to go on forever in a lovely, relaxing way.
Yeah, there's something else that happens with kids. And I said this before, like, when we've talked about being at campgrounds with activities or things like that. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm getting led around by the nose by my kids. And, like, our boys are very active and they're very
hyper-active,
social.
Right. And so social with other kids.
So
yes.
They are always like suggesting and asking for the next activity. And one of the things that I've started to do is say, like, I'm not promising anything. Because it's like, well, after this, can we do that? And after
and
this, can
I
we
just
do
destroy that?
That
for you. Because I'm like, I promise we'll go fishing tomorrow. I promise we'll get ice cream tomorrow. And they wrote me into that. And before I know it, there's five promises for the next day. And I'm annoyed at myself for making all of them.
But you have to follow through on them.
Persuaded me. They'll be in an explosion if not.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Okay. I think we should do an episode, Zen and the Art of Camping. And get some listener feedback and think really deeply about the things that help us relax at the campground and be in the moment and really just have a cool, chilled out, relaxed episode where we come up with some good tips and we get some good tips from our listeners about how to relax on the campground.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because we should probably have like a therapist on for crying all night because I really think it's not just us. Like, I think that there's an epidemic
on
of
our
like
forum. So many people said they wanted to be in the moment.
Like, people are like, we are really having difficulty. We say we want to unwind, but we're having difficulty unwinding.
I think a huge part of that problem is that our lives are so hectic and so fast-paced in America today that when you get to the campground, it's not like all that just stops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hypothetically, it could. But our minds don't just radically switch into a different state when we get to the campground. They're still
like,
racing.
I got the hamster on the wheel in my head. You know? It's like it's going up
there. But I think that there are probably some really thoughtful ways that we and our listeners could, you know, find to relax more at the campground.
Yeah, I really feel like I need it. Like I said, it sounded like a little cliche, but I was like, if I'm being honest, I have to write this on my list because I want to actually remember. I used to know how to sit in my garden. I used to garden,
honey,
and I would sit out there and I'd have
our kid. You said it. Our kids
are so
unrelaxing. I love that. In fact, I love the fact that they're high energy.
Oh, they're so unrelaxing.
But they do. It's like they do something for an hour and then it's on to the next thing and they just go and go and go. And it's hard to not get caught up in their whirlwind.
Yeah, it is. So I really want to be like, I want to like reclaim my moments. I do. I want to be like, okay, no, I'm not just going to be at the top of the mountain, like handing out snacks and taking pictures and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm also going to be at the top of the mountain, like sitting and enjoying the view a little bit and saying like, hush up, hush up.
What helps with our kids is pre-explaining our expectations. So if we're going hiking, I think if we sit them down and say, we want to relax on this hike, take our time a little bit, enjoy some time at the top and not feel rushed. And to even expand that to, hey guys, we want to have a relaxing weekend. Let's do some more quiet time around the campfire together. Let's do some more reading together. Let's maybe move away from some of those hyperactive activities that we get swept up into.
All right. We'll see how that goes. I think it's
I want to do the Zen and the Art of Camping podcast.
All right. We'll put it on the board. There's a lot. We have 40 on the board right now.
You're jumping and worrying about the next thing.
Oh, do you just want to sit here and zen out? That's my mind.
Part of Zen and the Art of Camping is just
not worrying about those other podcast episodes.
Don't worry about them.
The podcast will be the podcast.
Podcast is going to keep happening.
All right. It will keep happening. And we will be back in a minute to share some of our listener resolutions. We asked on our Facebook group, RVFTA, the group, what your resolutions were for next year. We got some great responses. Stay tuned.
If you're not on RVFTA, the group, you should make a resolution to get on it because it's lots of fun.
All right. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 136 of RVFTA Spring Camping Resolutions 2017. Big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, to the Thetford Corporation, to Cabela's, and to Highway West Vacations. But guess what? We're not done yet. Bonus round. Let's talk about listener resolutions. And we got all of these from RVFTA, the group. So thank you so much to everybody that dropped a comment there. And now let's share some of our favorites.
All right. A lot of food comments, right? So Kelly, Brandy, Laura, Nikki, they want to eat healthier. And then others like Nathan, Nick, and Erica, they just want to like cook a little more. That's been in a resolution of me before, like Dutch oven cooking or grilling, get a little more creative, do a little more meal planning.
I think those things help you be in the moment.
Yes, they
cooking
do.
At the campground, I think, helps people relax.
That's why like I like to cook at the campground, but I always feel like I'm rushing and I'm like, I got to make dinner. So that drives me crazy. I want to enjoy cooking.
All right. A lot of our listeners said they want to relax more. It seems to be a developing theme here on RVFTA. Melissa is looking to sit by the campfire, cook at the site, and enjoy the campground more. And I think more campground time could mean more relaxation. John wants to relax and enjoy the journey instead of acting like it's a forced march. Great quote.
It was, yeah.
Jason just wants to chill more. Mm-hmm. With you, man.
I know. We feel a fist bump. All right. And Tatiana wants to camp more with friends. That's a great resolution. If you haven't done that, you know, if that hasn't been a big part of what you've done, definitely, I think that's a great resolution.
It's so great to camp with friends and to camp alone with your family and to mix them up over the course of the season. Love doing both. Okay. More people did want to disconnect and unplug. Kelly wants to take a real break from social media, and that's hard for all of us, but so important, really so important. And Jennifer wants to disconnect from the phone. I encourage you to just do so. I know
if I
put my phone away for the evening, I definitely relax a lot more.
Absolutely. All right. So then a lot of people were talking about chilling out, but then a lot of other folks mentioned kind of a different sort of a thing. And they were talking about planning a lot more so that they were prepared and could actually enjoy more activities. And we've talked about that. We've talked about how so many people go, oh, we just relax and enjoy the ride. We don't plan. But we believe really that planning can help you enjoy activities more. So Libby wants to plan hikes ahead of time so she's prepared.
That's
which
huge.
Is such a good
we
idea.
We do plan hikes ahead of time. The idea of waking up in the morning and trying to figure out where you're hiking,
oh,
no good.
The day is wasted.
We know where we're going hiking weeks before a trip.
We see people do that and they waste hours of the day trying to figure out what they're going to do. And then Andy has sunrise and sunset charts and tidal charts for Acadia so she doesn't miss the big events like sunrise on Cadillac Mountain and Thunderhole. Like, what a good idea. She's saying these things are important to me. So I'm going to make the effort and I'm going to like have the information. And that's not stressful because she's not worrying about it while she's there. So it just helps her enjoy it a lot more. So that's great. And then Lauren wants to bring less and do more.
The junk and keeping it organized and together can be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett is resolved to getting himself out of bed to get some great sunrise photos this season. You know what, Garrett? So am I, because guess what? The kids do kind of wake me up anyway. So if I just got up, hopped out of bed with the camera, I could get some more great photos too. So I'm definitely with you on that one.
I debated whether to put going to bed earlier on my resolutions list because sometimes I just stay up a little too late while we're camping and it doesn't help me the next day.
And do you know what? With the design of our toy hauler, there's not that the White Hawk sort of had the middle living room where you could sit up and read late at night and not bother the boys. Now we are in a two-room toy hauler, which I love. I mean, the second room's huge. Maybe that will encourage us to go to bed more soon after the boys go to bed.
Yeah. So then Karen's going to train for a 10K since campgrounds are great places to run.
And somebody told Karen she should do that at Disney.
Yeah, that
thought
sounds
that
like
was
fun.
Good advice. Lindsay wants to make the return home less stressful and is planning on using Peapod and coming home with clean laundry. God bless you, girl. Coming home with clean laundry. Stephanie hates coming home with a mess of dirty laundry.
And then, you know, in case you don't know, if you're in a different part of the country, Peapod is a grocery delivery service. So you might have another version of that, but that's an awesome idea.
So come
order
home.
Those groceries online and have
groceries
them delivered.
Groceries are waiting or they're going to come that day.
Yeah.
And your laundry's clean.
Ah, perfect.
And that also helps you avoid like ordering Chinese the night you come home, which maybe we've done a few times.
A lot of people want to become more comfortable with the logistics, hitching up, towing, backing in, all that
stuff. And a lot of the ladies on the forum said they wanted to learn to do that themselves without their husbands.
Yep. And then a lot of folks, no surprise here, said they wanted to camp more. That is our number one.
Some people accuse us of sort of inspiring them to camp more.
We've been accused of worse, but...
Lastly, Shannon has the best resolution of all. Decide on a camper and buy the camper. You go, girl.
All right. Good luck, Shannon. We'd like to hear from you when you actually follow through on that resolution. That's a great one. And we're all rooting for you on that. So thanks, everybody, for sharing those. Such great things to think about and consider. The bottom line is that this is fun, right? That's why we all do it. But it's really easy to just kind of like lose some of your priorities in the stress of everyday life. That's true at home. And it's also true on the road. That doesn't change. So it's nice to sort of take a break and think about your goals.
We'll see you around a relaxing campfire at the campground.
Meditation exercises. Go.